going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? You're some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is. Hey, don't even think about it, all right? I'm better on my own. Hey, we started a whole new week. It's Monday.
Friends, fans, followers, leaders, and true believers, what's happening, what's going on, man? Thanks for tuning in and checking out the show. My fucking voice is just about shot, so I'm going to apologize in advance right now. Man, life's been fucking crazy. It's getting close to that time. Not just for me to go back to the United States, but it's getting close to time for me to retire, man, that whole transition thing. So I've been saying to myself that self-doubt needs to go fuck itself. I mean, that's been my biggest problem. I think a lot of people have that, especially when you're going through such a big transition in your life where you're doing one thing and you stop and you go into a whole another world. Like, it's like half of you died, in a sense. And it's not really like a sad death. It's just like stopped. You know, we all go through the same thing with high school. The second high school stopped, and then you're like, oh shit, I got something else to do. And it's kind of hard to remember back then because it was such a transition and you pretty much were gearing towards your next thing. But that whole question mark as to what happens after high school ends, and that's kind of where I'm at, you know. And the thing about self-doubt, it's just such a pain in the ass. I think a lot of us will deal with it, and I guess I'm talking about it because a lot of people don't like to, is just that it needs to shut the fuck up, man. In the back of your head, you're always going to have that problem and something saying, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're a piece of shit, you're not fucking good enough. You need to rise above that, man. And that's really grasping me. It's like fucking grabbing me by my balls and punching them in them like a million times a day, and it fucking don't feel good. But so, like, just my aspirations, as you would say, to be a fucking stand-up comic when I walk out the door of this military thing. And I think to myself, I didn't do shit my entire life. I think I didn't do anything, I didn't accomplish anything. And then I forget how many people have your back for a few minutes, and then you realize that things are gonna work out. Things just fucking work out. They say that where there's a will, there's a way, and all that hoity-toity bullshit. I don't really think it's that if there's a will, there's a way. It's just if you fucking have ambition and drive, that's where you're going to go. So your will is your ambition and your drive, and you push your fucking self to make it there. You know, some people make it to the fucking NHL, some people make it to the NFL, some people make it to whatever they want to do, and that was a lot of grinding. Not everybody makes it, but at least they fucking tried. You know, they fucking busted their ass to get to wherever the hell they wanted to be. And that's the thing. Making it there. And then, you know, a lot of people try to make it in the SEALs and try to make it into the military or just try to make a specific job. And then you do it, and then after 20 years of it, it's time to leave. And that's where a lot of people don't know what to do after they made it, made their goal. Mine was to just get a good welding job, so I did, and I did that in the military, 20 years. Now, after doing a million different jobs, I'm on my way out, and I just can't believe how fast time has gone, because it seems like just yesterday. And I guess when you love what you're doing, you haven't worked a day in your life, as the old adage says, and I loved what I've done, so I feel like I really didn't do anything. Granted, I've got a bazillion fucking skills for construction and war fighting and all that other stuff. I'm like, I'm walking out of here a warrior. I mean, we get that from the desert and these other nasty fucking places we've been. But I don't want to do that life anymore. I honestly don't even want to own another gun. I love shooting them. I just don't like cleaning them. You know? But it's just, there's so much stuff that you just collect all these things. And when it's time to go, it's like, what do I do with all these skills? You know? I mean, it'd been like if I was a defenseman in the NHL. And I fucking learned all this stuff. And I fucking busted my ass. You know, the only natural transition is to coach or buy a farm. And it's kind of weird because, like, I guess part of my career was being an instructor. So my natural response to that is I love stand-up comedy, and it's a lot fucking harder than being an instructor, that's for sure. Because you're responsible for your material, not anybody else. You can't blame somebody that wrote shit that you read on a podium. You actually have to fucking write your stuff, go out to a comedy club, try it, see if it works, beat it up a bazillion fucking times, and then hopefully it does, man. And if not, you just keep on coming back, man. You know, it's the persistence. So, you know, fall down 7, get up 8 times, as they say. And I remember Tiki, Dustin Tokarski, when he used to work for the Norfolk Admirals, when he was with us before he was traded. Good kid. Nah, he's not a kid anymore. Good guy. And that's, he had that on the back of his helmet. And I thought about that a lot. You know, fall down 7, get up 8. And it really stuck with me. Or maybe it said fall down 6, get up 7. I don't know what the numbers are. Who gives a fuck? It's what the meaning is, right? Goddamn right. Not everybody's going to fall down the same amount of times before they get it right. But the thing is you'll never know if you fucking made it if you just keep letting this bullshit build up and fucking weigh you down. And I don't know if I'm talking to you guys out there or if I'm just talking to myself and trying to hear myself. Well, actually, with the numbers recently, I think it's just me talking to myself anyway, right? So, no, I'm just kidding. You guys are fucking awesome that do check it out. It's weird. I don't know. I do have to say there's been a couple really cool things that's happened since we've talked. The Detroit Red Wings, I'm a diehard Wings fan. You know, I've had so many great hockey players on here. Bobby Farnham, the best instigator, I think, in the league right now as well. And a lot of the best fighters, but the Red Wings have always been my team, regardless of whoever I talked with. Well, they took, my command sent an American flag, Mike Fussell, I'll say Fussell, was the dude's name who did it. He sent a flag to... Excuse me. He sent a flag to the Joe, for you non-Wings fans, Joe Louis Arena. And what they did was they took the American flag and they raised it above into the rafters during a pregame skate. And not just any fucking pregame skate. I have nothing but respect. I can't say love, but I have nothing but respect for the Colorado Avalanche. It was the Detroit Red Wings, Colorado Avalanche pregame skate. You know, I loved that rivalry. That rivalry was such grit. And I've learned so much leadership lessons from just watching these two teams go at it. And as silly as it might sound, is the whole... Please check this out, man. It's some good shit. If you're bored and you know, you probably are. You listen to this. It's some good shit. If you really want to check something out, look at the whole Claude Lemieux, Chris Draper, Darren McCarty, Detroit, Colorado, the whole rivalry. Because the two best teams in the West were Detroit and Colorado. Through basically from 96 to 2002. And they were the best teams in the West. And they were just fucking vicious. Colorado would win a cup, Detroit would win two. And then Colorado would win a cup, and Detroit would win one. It was just such a fun time to be a hockey fan, especially a Detroit fan. So for that to go up into the rafters prior to the game and hang there and send pictures back, that's something else, man. It meant a lot. It's really cool. And I'm not the biggest of football fans, but America's pastime's football. I don't care what we talk about baseball as a pastime anymore. I really think football has surpassed it, because how many people talk about baseball anymore, and how many people talk about football? Like, when you go to work, really, who the fuck talks about... Nobody talks about hockey, so I'm, like, kind of out of conversation with everybody. But anyways, I honestly think football is our national pastime now. I think football has surpassed baseball. And I want to applaud them all. They're fucking great guys that do a sport, and they do a thing. That's good. But I do have to applaud these guys a little bit more, just for fucking taking the time out to fly from the United States to come to do a USO tour. It was awesome for these guys to be able to come out, hang out with us, and just shoot the shit, get a few pictures, and it's humbling, you know. So I just want to say thanks to the Indianapolis Colts for coming out. So, I don't know. I got the ups, got the downs, you know, it's just so close to everything happening all at once. To get back to the States, retire from the Navy, be basically a free agent, and start grinding all over again, you know, because you're doing stand-up, and you're making your way up. It's like, I guess, boxing in different divisions. I don't know how that shit works. You just make your way up these different ranks, and then you go to another place, and you gotta make it up through the ranks again. It feels that way with comedy. It's just like I grinded the ranks in Virginia, now I gotta grind the ranks in California. I don't know how this shit works. It's pretty fucking crazy. I just know one thing. I don't really give a shit about being a multimillionaire. I just want to do what I love doing, which is stand-up comedy. I don't even need to be a millionaire at all. I need to just have the respect of my peers and make enough to pay my bills. And that's all I care about, you know. Really, I just want to live with, I want to have fun, I want to have integrity, and I just want everybody around me to have fun and have integrity. And unfortunately, it's not all going to happen that way. It's not always going to be fun, but I guarantee you one thing, I'm not fucking sacrificing integrity during my second career, because I sure as fuck didn't do it during my first. But hey, much love, many thanks for everybody tuning in and checking out the show once again. Josh 96 OBRIEN on Twitter, Instagram, all that other shit. Josh O'Brien on Facebook. Find me, whatever. Josh's Radio Show is a group on Facebook. Go to that. And much love, many thanks. You guys are fucking awesome. I don't know how to end these things.
Well, I've been down so goddamn long that it looks like up to me
You're gonna be the same. You're gonna change your name. You're gonna die in flames.